the spotlight this morning, Tony Roy. My brother, good morning to you.
Pleasant good morning to you, my brother, John T.
I am so happy to have you with us this morning. I know you're in the cold, not coming out of the cold, but in the cold. But and it's not easy to get an artist to get up at this time of the morning to have a chat with us. But it's really a pleasure that you could take the time out to talk with us and let us know some more about you. Tony Roy. Reggae music is all over the world, and there are messengers, singers all over the world taking and spreading the good sound of reggae music. Yes. And here's one from SG. not in Florida, but still in the United States. Tony, exactly where are you talking to us from this morning?
I'm actually talking to you right now from Lanham, Maryland.
Okay.
Landover, Maryland.
Just around the corner there from the nation's capital, not far away.
Definitely. As a matter of fact, I can look at the president right now walking his dog.
I was just about to tell you if you were a part of this the inauguration ceremony.
Say that again?
I was just about to ask you if you participated in the inauguration ceremony.
I did a ball the day before.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, let's hear some more about you now. You're in that area there, Maryland, and singing reggae music. Where did you start doing this in the United States, or you started in Jamaica?
I started in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Started in school, from in the school days.
Okay, and we
started at the C4I with the school band, and after that, we leave the school, we start our own band called The Chosen People.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people may be familiar with Chosen People from over the St. Thomas.
Okay, C4th in St. Thomas.
Yes, definitely.
While you were there, were you known as Tony Roy?
No, because I was singing under the umbrella.
Okay, of the band.
Chosen People just cover the mm-hmm. whole name. You know, everybody were under the name of Chosen People.
And how far back are we going here with this band?
Okay, well, we started out in the 80s.
Okay.
In the 80s.
Mm-hmm. What has happened to the band now? Is it still performing?
Well, yes. We did a couple of tours. We did a tour in the U.S. We did a couple of tours in Canada in 87. And we had the privilege to open a show for Dennis Brown.
Oh.
Back on Wailing Soul, mm-hmm. King Kong, Admiral Bailey, and even Leroy Sibbles over there in Toronto.
Okay.
And then after that, the rest of the musicians decided that they want to do different things. They want to go their separate ways. You know, so people just merge into different careers.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to continue. You know, so I went solo.
How easy was that for you, making that transition or transformation just from a band to a solo performer?
It wasn't easy, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, you, when you first started out with a group and the group was so together, you know, I'm not talking about just the music alone, the vibes, the musicians were so bond, you know. So it's like we grew up like brothers, and you know that after the band break up, you meet with some different musicians, different vibes. It was a journey, you know.
Oh, okay.
It was a journey.
So how are things going for you now in that part of the United States?
Well, I can't complain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going good so far. Had a couple of shows now and again, you know, a little festival here and there, and you know, I had the privilege to get a number one in Jamaica the other day. So, you know, things looking up.
I'm playing songs from the CD called The Waiting List. Is this your first album?
Yeah, this my first mm-hmm. solo album.
Okay. Now, you are the place where, how popular is reggae in that area there? Washington, Maryland, and Virginia, the surrounding areas?
Yeah.
How popular is it?
To be honest with you, you know, It's very popular, because especially in the D.C. area, you have reggae music 7 nights a week live, you know, different bands. And if it's not live music, you have the club that's playing reggae all around, you know, mm-hmm. 7 nights a week.
Are you getting promotion in the nightclubs or if there are radio stations there? Tell me about your promotion.
Yes, I do. I'm getting promotion on the radio stations here that's playing reggae music. And I play in a lot of different clubs in the metropolitan area. You know, so the vibe is good. The vibe is good. A lot of support and people appreciate what I'm doing. So, you know, mm-hmm. I can't complain.
Okay, let me play another song, then we'll talk some more. Talking to Tony Roy this morning, I'm playing songs from a CD called Waiting List. And this is one that you're familiar with.
You know, baby, it hurts so bad.
One of the songs that you have been requesting in the morning time. Listen to the story here.
Baby, come back. Baby, come back. Remember when we met, girl? I thought we had it made. I show you how to make love. I show you how to groove. Now you come of age. Your love, you rearrange. You walk out on me, girl. You walk out and gone. Baby, come back. Ooh. Baby, come back. Ooh. Come back, baby. Come back, baby. Come back, baby. Come back, baby. At night in my sleep, girl, I toss and I turn. Deep down inside me, it's like a fire will burn. What more can I do, girl? What more can I say? And baby, come back. Baby, come back. Come back, baby. Come back, baby. Come back, baby. Come back, baby. Remember when we met, girl? I told we had it made.
Quite an interesting song, and I hope this is not a personal experience. I'm just painting a picture here.
This is a true story.
It is?
It's not a personal experience.
Oh, but it's a true story. Oh, okay.
It's a true story. It's a close friend of mine.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, one has
I
got to be...
I decided to express his pain, you know?
Oh, my goodness. But did you give him a copy of the CD?
Oh, most definitely.
I don't think you'd want to play this one. This would certainly bring back some not too nice memories.
I want to tell you, he loves it though, you know.
He loves it?
He loves it, you know. He plays it all the time.
One has got to be careful who you give information to these days. And if you talk to a songwriter, it turns into a song. Or a
yep,
anyway,
yep.
It's an interesting song, interesting story, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now you come of age.
And I'm sure this is not just a gender song, you know, because it's more the feminine and the masculine. They all go through these kind of situations, you know.
Most definitely. So, you know, it's surprising because the pain you feel sometimes, you know, you'd be surprised to know how many people have been through the same thing, you know.
Maybe not even teaching about love, but there are other things, you know, that people do for people. And people are somewhat ungrateful.
You know,
but a good song. Now, which of the songs on this album that is actually doing well for you in Washington?
Just one, you know.
Really? The first one I played?
Mm-hmm. We had put out Hungry For Your Love first, which had kick up a terrible storm in the area. So those two songs, you know, have been well popular in the metropolitan era.
Okay, good. I always have to ask this question, you know, because when you live in a certain part of the United States, it's not that easy to market your product. How do you do that?
It's so true. Mm-hmm. So true. You know, like they say, a king doesn't have any honor in his own town. But, you know, in spite of the fact, I'm still riding, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Still riding.
What plans do you have to get your product out there at other radio stations across the United States? Because you have some really interesting songs on the album that would starting to do well in other states, you know, where they love reggae music, California, Florida. Tell me what you're doing. Do you have a manager or you do everything yourself?
Currently, I'm working by myself. Really need a good manager who can take up a lot of the burden from me. You know, a lot of people just want to sit back and wait till when the fruit ripe, they reap. But, you know, it's all good. You know, I got my songs playing actually all over the world right now. It's surprisingly because this morning I had an interview with another DJ in London about 4:45 this morning.
Oh, wonderful. 4:45 our time.
4:45 our time, which okay. is like 9:45 your time.
Okay.
You know, so it was kind of a journey to stay up this morning to catch him. But I did it, and he was talking how much Just Gwan was doing very good over there. You know, a lot of people requested it and trying to find out where this artist came from and all the good stuff, you know.
That's the interesting thing about London, you know. Some of the songs that people don't gravitate to in the United States, when you play these songs in London, you're surprised to see all the response you get from the people there.
Right,
The Britons, you know, they have a different taste for reggae music.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know things have changed a little bit, you know, with the younger Britons, you know. But I know that there's a market for your product, and that's a good connection that you have there.
Sure.
Hope that will help you to probably get a show over there in London.
We'll be talking about that, you know. So just got to keep my fingers crossed and keep praising the Most High and hope for the best, you know.
Okay. Talking to Tony Royal this morning, he's under the spotlight and we're featuring songs from his CD called The Waiting List. Here comes another one.
I've been checking for you to give to you my love, a love so true. And now, darling, to you, respect is due. For you are one, just one of the chosen few. And now I'm hungry for your love, star for your kisses and embrace. Boom, boy, hungry for your love. Stop for your kisses and embrace. Whoa, whoa. Tonight it should be our night.
Whoa, just hold it and let
us. Ooh, we baby.
Listening to songs on the CD called Waiting List, and the man who was under the spotlight this morning is Tony. Tony Roy. In the background, you're listening to him giving you one called right now. Yard Be Born. And before that, he gave you one called Hungry for Your Love. This is the kind of song that you should do well in the nightclubs, Tony. It has that kind of bounce.
No. Mm-hmm. And it's surprising because the way that song came about, Yard My Barn, it's like after working in the clubs, several different places, you know, and festivals, it's like one big question always faced me after I get off stage. Where you from? You know, what's your name? And stuff like that, you know. I like your voice. I like your accent. And so I just decided to just throw it out there and say, listen, this is the answer to all the questions that face me every time.
I wonder why they would ask a question like, you don't sound Jamaican when you're talking or look Jamaican. You know, we have a special kind of look, right?
You're kidding me. You say I don't look Jamaican.
No, I'm asking you why they would ask a question like that.
Well, you see, when I'm singing, it's different from when I'm talking.
Okay, I see what you're saying now. Now I understand. Well, you have a beautiful CD out there, and you know it's really good to have you under the spotlight this morning. And I do hope that you'd find ways to have it, getting airplay nationwide. And they are good songs. Have you ever thought of going to Jamaica to record for one of those big labels? Because sometimes it helps.
Yes, I'm thinking about that seriously. Mm-hmm. Thinking about that. I'm trying to hook up with Sly.
Good, big name in the business.
Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. trying to. As a matter of fact, I have a certain song that I want to put on one of his tracks, mm-hmm. you know. And with the help of a friend of mine, he's trying to pull a string for me. So, you know, anything is possible in this year coming.
Okay, right, and we need to have your material here too. You know, VP is located here, and whatever source you might have, I know you have some kind of connection with a certain singer, and I'm sure he can help you.
Okay.
To get your album here, and because if we don't play it, then it won't do anything for you.
Right.
So
I really appreciate the strength that you guys are pushing it mm-hmm. in WAVS. You know, I really appreciate that mm-hmm. that effort you guys take to put it out there so that the people can hear it. You know.
Well, you know, it's incumbent on us as a Caribbean station to find the talents wherever they are and let the people, the world, know what's going on other places other than in South Florida. And this is why one of the reasons why we have it here, to let the people know that we have reggae singers in Washington, Maryland, and other places doing very well with the reggae music. Certainly, it was a pleasure to have you with us this morning under the spotlight. We want to wish you all the best with your career and keep on writing and singing good songs.
I do give thanks, Janty. It's more than a pleasure to talk to you and for you to take the time out to give me this opportunity so people can hear me live. You know, it's more than a pleasure. And I just want to say big respect to you and the staff of WAVS and to all the people out the world. Tony, I love you. You know, you can always expect good music from me anytime, every time.